You're listening to Mice Talk 360, produced by Sight Texas, 2020 Sight Chapter of the Year, in partnership with Sight, the Society for Instant of Travel Excellence. Sight, the only business events association dedicated exclusively to the global incentive travel industry. And sponsored by Silver Sea Cruises. Silver Sea Cruises, when perfection isn't enough. I'm your host, Wayne Walgren. Welcome to the second installment of our Mice Talk Legacy series. Since I started this podcast almost 3 years ago, this topic has remained top of mind as I thought about the common thread that often runs through organizations. In the case of family tradition, it's about families in the industry. You know, fathers and sons, or in this case, just as in our first installment of the series, father and daughter. Wondered about what set it all in motion. What about the business brought them to the same place and helped shape them and drove the growth of their business? Today's conversation is a perfect example of what I wanted to showcase, a founder and father that had an idea and the vision to create a successful company. Someone who had the good fortune to have a daughter that shared that vision and possessed the ability to carry it forward and allow it to continue to grow. I'm talking about Jose Pepe Vieira, founder and CFO of International Group Sales, or IGS as we refer to it, and his daughter, Norma Vieja Albarico, President and National Director of Sales. While I know some of the story, I'm going to let them tell us how it all came to be and what's made them successful. And with that, let's join the conversation. Pepe and Norma, welcome to Mice Talk 360.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you for thinking of us. The importance of family and how it has shaped our lives is a very dear topic to us.
I understand. Pepe, let's start with you. When I first met you, you were with Fiesta Americana and had a reputation as a guy that was in constant motion and made things happen. So tell us how you got started and the path that you took to create a successful company.
Well, it started very, very long, long time ago when I started tourism in the family. My daddy was a tour guide outside of the best hotel in Mexico City. Since I was a young kid, I started making my summers because in Mexico, the vacations was the summers. I started doing going to work in the hotel on a temporary basis as a page boy, and that hooked me. From the first time I went to work in a hotel and have breakfast in the cafeteria, I love it. It get in my blood. So as soon as I finished my high school, I started working for the Olympic Games in Mexico City. I had to do around 1 year of a school to prepare in the different things needed to be had to do the tour business on a professional manner. And I was very, very happy and very lucky to, during the Olympic Games in 1968 in Mexico City, work with the Santa Clara Athletic Club in their tour to the Olympic Games. They were mostly the fathers and daughters of the Olympic team of the U.S. in swimming and diving. So immediately after the Olympic Games, I joined the Camino Real Hotel as a bellman in the night shift. I started working in the hotel from bellman. I went to be a clerk. I went to the front desk clerk. I went to become I became a night manager. And eventually, I noticed that the people in sales was having all the action in the hotel, you know, the good dinners at the restaurants, entertaining the good customers, traveling, that it was important to me. So I decided to join the sales department. I started from the bottom as a young sales rep doing the pharmaceutical industry in Mexico City for the Acapulco hotels. Well, it seems that sales was my natural field because I started progressing very, very rapidly within the company. Eventually, I was group business at the time was already a big thing for me because pharmaceuticals have a lot of groups. I started producing a lot of groups, and the company at the time we used to be part of American Airlines, but American Airlines sold all their hotel interest when they moved to Dallas. So the company was bought for another hotel company, and we had to change our name. That's when we did the Fiesta Americana brand. And we had a shake on the United States office, so I was very, very lucky to be selected to be the guy that they sent to New York City to reopen the group sales office. And I found my mojo there, you know, because we took the office in 1987, selling $2 million a year. And when we moved out of there to Dallas, when we were transferred to Dallas, we were selling almost $50 million a year. So it was an astronomical progression. And because of that, I was named with the time, and when we moved to Dallas in 1994, I was named Vice President International Sales for the company, position that I held until 2001 when I retired. When I retired, I noticed that group business was a favorite of mine, because all the things that happened within the industry, I feel that group business is la creme de la creme in every aspect. So besides that, when I was the Vice President of International Sales, the fattest checks I used to sign was for the big group sellers. So that made my decision to form International Group Sales when I retired from Fiesta Americana in 2001. I didn't have a great timing to start, because I started my company on May the 1st, 2001. And on September the 11th, we have the Bin Laden success, you know. So it was a very, very difficult year in the beginning, because it was no traveling, as you remember. But it was an incentive to me, because I worked so hard during those 18 months that where business was low, that when the phone started ringing, it never stopped. We start having a lot of success. We were very, very lucky to sign the Bella's Resorts. We signed AM Resorts from the beginning. We start working with them when they haven't even started yet. We were already named the representative, and they have a phenomenal success and growing from one hotel to, I really lost the number that they have, but they must be in the 60s now. You know? So, and also Grand Bella's being a product of great luxury and really a great brand, we were very successful with International Group Sales from the beginning. Norma at the time was in school, and she was doing very, very good in Texas Tech. She was in marketing and advertising, preparing herself. My son worked with me. At the time, I didn't thought Norma would be working with me, because I thought she will go into the college direction and growing into other direction. But that's not the way it happened. Norma eventually started working in the company, and now she runs the show.
Norma. I mean, was there ever any question that you'd follow your dad into the family business? I mean, was this something that you knew from the beginning was what you wanted?
In short, no, not at all. I always assumed my brother would take on the business. However, we were both very fortunate to travel a lot with my father at a young age. He started taking us to Europe when we were around 10 years old, or myself around 10, and shadowing him at the big trade shows, industry trade shows. So while I did not consciously think I would follow my dad's footsteps, I was shadowing him and absorbing all this information from the large industry trade shows, and getting to travel with him on different fam trips and that kind of thing, and just observing. So when the time came that my brother decided to take a different direction in his own life, it was all about timing. I was graduating from college, and I had done an internship in advertising, and kind of realized that I really had a passion for travel and the stuff that I had been learning from my father. So I went in working with International Group Sales very early on in 2003. So 2 years after Jose started the company.
Well, let me tell you, let me interrupt you and say that to me, it was a total surprise when Norma told me that she wanted to work in the company, because she was so successful in that internship with that advertising agency. They want her. I knew they want her because they make her offers and stuff like that. And then she decided to work for me. She told me at the time that she had seen what she had seen, she wanted to work for herself and nobody else. That's what she told me. She doesn't remember that, but I do. So as I tell you, I was completely shocked that Norma decided to, because I being so successful in college and in the internship, I thought she was going other places.
Well, my passion was more in travel and not Doritos and Frito-Lay, which is what advertising had me working for.
you're sitting on the side where you get to help your clients and their guests experience something that they probably would never do on their own. At one point, except for the AM Resort properties in the Greater Caribbean, you were pretty much exclusive to Mexico. And today, that's not the case. Now, in addition to AMR, you've got Villas Resorts, Kokomo Private Island, Fiji. You've created what you're calling the Boutique Adventure Collection, and you've got the Sage Lodge and Lone Mountain Ranch, both in Montana, and Waterfall Resort and Steamboat Bay Fishing Club, both in Alaska. These properties are a long way from Mexico and the Caribbean in both style and location, and I think these have all been added on Norma's watch. Would you share the thinking that helped you shape your expanded offering? And Norma, let's start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as Jose mentioned, with Velas Resorts and AMR Collection, which expanded very fast and very successfully, we felt we already had the best product in Mexico and with Velas Resorts and AMR Secrets Resorts. But the expansion of AMR into the Caribbean and Latin America really gave us a bunch of new destinations and product in our portfolio. So really, we felt we were already covered between Mexico and the Caribbean, having the best possible all-inclusive product for our groups. So with that, I almost couldn't take any more competition within Mexico or the Caribbean. So I started expanding my personal views of how we could expand the collection. We tried Europe, but Europe is a bit of a difficult sale for us. They just a completely different market. So my personal passion led me to the mountains. I love the mountains. I'm drawn to nature. So Alaska came onto our lap, the opportunity to represent Waterfall and Steamboat Bay in Alaska, and getting to go experience fishing in Alaska and how that could make a memorable experience for groups kind of unlocked something in my head that there were plenty of properties out there that were small, boutique, not attached to a large hotel company or representation company, but that, you know, were great backdrops for experiential travel and memorable life experiences. So expanded into Montana, which, you know, is fairly green to corporate travel. They of course see lots of tourism in the summer for Yellowstone, but corporate groups is definitely something that is newer to them. So we expanded into Montana with Lone Mountain Ranch, and then the inception of Sage Lodge, which are both great additions to our collection. And outside of that, based on our great industry relationships we've made throughout the year, not just with our clients, but with other industry peers, we were recommended for this great upcoming project called Kokomo Private Island in Fiji, extremely high-end, all-inclusive. It's the chance to buy out an island for your group. I don't think it gets any more exclusive than that. Now AMR Collection is expanding into Spain and Greece. So Europe is coming into the circle again. And the collection, while it's growing, I still feel very close to our Velas properties in Mexico. I do think they are the best all-inclusives in Mexico. And AMR Collection is really expanding their brands, and Secrets Resorts is opening some amazing new properties that have some amazing meeting facilities and are going to be the perfect backdrop for incentives. So really, the collection is developing itself, and we couldn't be prouder.
Pepe had touched on this, and Norma, you did also, but you know, it's amazing to me how all-inclusives have evolved. In the early days, all-inclusives, yes, there was food and yes, there was drink, and, you know, and there were all the pieces of the puzzle were there, but the quality wasn't necessarily there. And that's not the case anymore. When you look at the properties that you guys represent and some of the other properties that might be available in Mexico that you might include in the same comparison, it's a superior experience to what it used to be and continues to get better. I mean, all the properties, the AM Resort properties, every AM Resort property I go to, and when I get to go to a new one, I can see the evolution from the one that was built before it. So you take all those ideas and they bring them to the new property and they tweak them and they add something new and it continues to evolve. And so it takes the cookie cutter aspect out of it, if you will, and allows you to know that you're going to have a great experience that is going to be perhaps similar to what you experienced if you've stayed with an AM Resorts property before. But it could also be superior in a number of ways just because of the evolution in the brand.
Absolutely. To date, not counting the European expansion, we are at 72 properties with the AMR portfolio. And to think that when we started with them in 2004, there was one property.
And another thing that kind of strikes me is between the two of you, the incredible vision that you see an opportunity before everybody sees the opportunity. When everybody sees it, it's easy. But to have that vision to see the opportunity and start to act on it before it's on everyone's mind, that's a bit of a gift. And I kind of chuckled to myself when you were talking about, you know, you started trying to work with Europe and it just wasn't a good fit for you at the time. And so you went back to doing what you'd been doing and involved, you know, with Alaska and Montana and that type of thing. And now here you are. In my mind, you were ahead of the curve when you talked about Europe before, and here you are back looking with Europe as part of your portfolio again with the things that are evolving with AM Resorts.
Definitely. And, you know, the previous European property we represented was more of a city hotels, historic city hotels. So that was also a little different. The new resorts that AM Resorts, AMR Collection, now called, is unveiling in Spain and Greece definitely have a very similar feeling to the Mexico and Caribbean properties. They are the ocean. Yes, it's European resorts, which is really, we're really excited about.
And with that, today's episode comes to a close. I'd like to thank my guest, Pepe Vieja, and Norma Vieja Albarico. My quick thoughts, if there's any reason you don't know these two, you're making a mistake. If a room full of people were a field of flowers, Pepe would be a honeybee, and by the end of the evening, would have connected with everyone. While similar in many ways, Norma is more like a butterfly, gently making the same connections. One of the threads that runs through meeting either of this father-daughter team is you won't regret making the connection. Just my observation. Don't forget to visit us on the web at www.sitetexas.org for information about upcoming events, connecting with other members, education, research, membership benefits, and our podcast series. This podcast is also available via iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Radio.com, and now on Audible and Amazon Music. Just search for Site Texas. Questions, comments, suggestions for the podcast and its content, email us at sitetexpod@gmail.com. That's sitetexpod@gmail.com. MyStock 360 is produced by Site Texas, 2020 Site Chapter of the Year, in partnership with Site, the Society for Incentive Travel Excellence. Site, the only business events association dedicated exclusively to the global incentive travel industry. And sponsored by Silver Sea Cruises. Silver Sea Cruises, when perfection isn't enough. This brings us to the end of this episode of MyStock 360. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Wayne Walgren.